So on one level, we all know that, that IQ is kind of bullshit, that it's very heavily culturally weighted, and it's very, I mean, there are certainly some, with the way they ask the questions and the questions they ask, they, there can be certain advantages given to people of certain races or certain cultural backgrounds. But having said that, there also is a simple truth. And also there's many different forms of intelligence, emotional intelligence, spatial intelligence, which I do not have. I'm terrible at spatial stuff. I would pack a suitcase and then my mom would look at it and just roll her eyes and repack it and take about half the space. Or puzzles. I can't do puzzles. I am spatially inept. And so there are different forms of intelligence, and there are, different aptitudes, and some people are better at some forms of intelligence. And having said all this, so with all those caveats out of the way, it ends up that there is, in terms of success for this culture, an optimum IQ. It's not that the smarter you get, the better you do. You know, again, accepting all these things for what they are, that it ends up that IQ of about 120 to 125 is the optimum IQ for maximizing your income. There were studies done that I read back in the early 90s that correlated, these were specifically about women, and they correlated IQ to salary. And there were other studies done that included men too, but this particular study, that basically the salary would increase until about 125, and then it would start to drop. And once you get to 140 and 150, it would drop pretty precipitously. Because what you found is that that was just the study. And then this is my interpretation of it, is that once you get past a certain intelligence, that the rewards of the system no longer work quite so well for you. So what they found is that a lot of the women who were really, really, really smart no longer were satisfied to be making, you know, 100, 120K a year. But instead, a lot of them were, like, if they became a doctor, they might become a doctor without borders. They might be working in an AIDS clinic in Thailand. They might become a poet. And we know that poets make about a dollar every 50 years. They would, that's always, and you know, I've seen this in action a lot, that, you know, there are people who are of a certain sort of intelligence who do really well in this culture. And I've seen a lot of people who are a lot smarter who maybe, see, the problem here is not that the smarter, the once they get past this threshold, that they are living a less happy life. The problem is that the social rewards of the system are only satisfying to a certain degree. And once you sort of see through the system, then, I mean, you know, this is really just another way of saying what Joseph Campbell said about how, for those in whom a local mythology still works, there exists a sense of accord with the universe and of with society at large. But if the signs of the system no longer work for you, then you have to undertake what Joseph Campbell called the hero journey, or we would also in this case call it the hero win journey. And that's a journey to find meaning in your life. And so really this whole IQ study that I read so many years ago was just another way of validating that, you know, for those for whom the system works, there is that sense of meaning. And if the meaning doesn't come from the system, as is increasingly true for many of us at this point, it's not really IQ based at this point. It's the system's not working for very many of us. Then you have to set out on your own and find meaning in your life.